From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Thousands of residents in far north Fort Worth are being told to boil their water today because of possible contamination. Restaurants are closed, schools have shut down water fountains, and the city is handing out bottled water. The city started handing out water early this morning, first from small tanker trucks and then in packages of bottled water. The Fort Worth Water Department says an operational error meant an elevated tank was accidentally drained. That caused water pressure to drop Wednesday night. Bacteria and other microbes may have entered the water system, so the Texas Department of Environmental Quality required the city to issue a boil order. The order only applies to water for drinking, cooking, and making ice. Crystal Cox picked up bottles of water at V.R. Eaton High School. This mom of three kids and an Australian shepherd says it's not much of a burden.
Well, I find myself boiling water for my dog, which is quite silly. Would never thought I'd be that dog person. My kids they don't really care. They love not having to brush their teeth this morning, so, or taking a bath. But other than that, I'm pretty grateful that, you know, they're hooking us up.
Tina Cooper is also nonchalant. She's a school bus driver. She didn't find out about the water problems until late this morning.
I just wanted to be prepared. So that's the reason why I came and got water. So I didn't know anything about it because I was already out so early this morning, but just want to be prepared.
Brittany Patton says she drank some of the water last night before the city's warning came out, but she says she feels fine. She has a 3-year-old and a 5-month-old who's on formula.
We use a lot of water in our house. Luckily, I saw it this morning before he got his morning bottle, but it was a little bit unexpected this morning.
The water department will continue handing out bottled water until the ban is lifted. The city is testing the water, but won't know if it's contaminated until tomorrow morning at the earliest. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.